Brisbane wakes up with Steph, Abby, and Matt on B105.
Was it podcasters? Oh, hang on, you're over on that
I'm
one.
Over here.
We moved around.
There we go. I'll do this one. We were just talking about stuff anyway, but here's one for you. Here's a hack that my daughter taught me last night, right? Do you get dry lips?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ever been caught out without lip balm?
Yes. Can I guess what it is?
Yes.
You remove the oil from the rounder side of your nose and you put it on your lips.
It
works. Girls already know that.
It works.
Yeah. We used to do it when we were in the snow.
Okay.
You've got different oils
around. It's your body.
Well, all you...
I don't know. That grosses me out a little bit.
There's a lot of other stuff that you do that's far grosser, I think, than just rubbing the side of your nose.
Without a doubt.
But yeah, put it on your lips.
And yeah.
Is that like a Bear Grylls thing? Is that what they say in the wild?
If you're ever trapped in the wilderness and your lips are dry.
Piss to drink.
Yeah. He painted my nails once.
He did, didn't he? And he went on my ball.
Yes, he went on your ball and he painted my nails.
He blew it up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why did Bear Grylls paint your nails?
We wanted to see, because he's such a manly man, We got him in to do the opposite. So he did me a manicure. He blew up an exercise ball.
Yeah, but why did you do that?
A manicure.
No, the blow up the ball. That's not like
a... I think because we were going to do Pilates.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And he did something else, but we can't
remember. Was he a nice fella?
He's lovely.
Nice as. Yeah. Really lovely. Quite charming.
Very charming. He's British, you know, so it goes without saying.
Yeah. Yes. Have you never met a British man you don't like?
No, I don't believe I have.
I do like the sense of humour. British.
You've met Prince Andrew, haven't you?
No, hence my
statement. Do you know this is my biggest example of it? was it Death at a Funeral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a movie.
Death at a Funeral, the English version. Mm. And then they did an American version. What? Because they didn't like the English version. And it was just so different. Peter Dinklage.
He was in both.
Was he?
Mm.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Great movie.
Great movie.
Mm. There you go.
You should watch it. But very funny. Very English.
Mm.
All right. Let's get into it. Here's the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
All of the girls Pete Davidson has dated.
Is she really going out with him?
Tell you what, there is just something about Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
There is something, and I feel like this is really offensive to him when we keep going, oh my God, how does he get those cool and unbelievably hot chicks?
I was thinking that if it was a woman, if we could have this conversation.
No, you still can. Okay, no, you can't.
I don't know. Oh, look, she's dog ugly, but God, she gets a good
looking guy. Well, he's not dog ugly, but you know when you kind of go, there are some, you know, some guys that you kind of go, I don't know. There's just something about him where he doesn't look like a typical, I don't know, supermodel, but yet he's just got a list of really gorgeous girls, and he doesn't have an age either.
I know. He's all over the place, is he?
Well, he's had Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a little bit older. Mm-hmm. He's just obviously broken up with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just a list of really gorgeous girls. And now he's going out with your favourite model, Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, she just broke up with her partner, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Did he break him up?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, they broke up. I think he cheated on her.
It's still up in the air. They've only been holding hands. They were spotted holding hands, so they're not sure if they're
actually. So when we go out, Stav.
Yeah.
Just for dinner.
Yeah.
Do we hold hands?
Like sometimes if we're crossing the road, I'll hold your hand.
No, that's me holding onto you going, why can't we stop at the stoplight? That's very different than us. I don't know if you just hold hands. It's like Ed Sheeran. Remember he was caught holding hands? And they were like, oh, no, we're just friends. And he's like, no, you're not.
No, not if you're holding hands. Maybe if you were like...
That was Ellie Goulding, wasn't it? Ellie Goulding. Mm.
Oh, yes. When he was staying on the same hotel floor.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah, and they're at a music award show and they were holding hands. And she's like, oh, we're just friends. And he's like, no, you don't hold hands with friends just randomly.
You don't hold hands with friends.
But there's a body expert person who's come out and said, look, you know, this is what it's, you know, this is why he's been able to get so many girls.
If they say, I swear to God, the first thing here is good sense of humour, I put, come on, man.
No, it's definitely not.
Okay, good.
Money.
It's the second thing.
Money. It's the second, is it? Okay, what's the first thing?
Claims his edginess.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't really, I guess, conform to a lot of the other Hollywood standards and he's just him.
Okay.
He's always the rebound guy, though. Mm. He doesn't hold on. Like, that's one thing to remember here is... He jags them,
yeah,
but they never want to stick around.
Nightmare.
They just take off.
Thanks, Emily Ratajkowski. Hey, Ariana Grande.
Do you know what I hate? I hate being the rebound guy for all these broken, hot women.
It's a nightmare.
They just use me and use me. It's just...
I'm not saying he's disappointed by it. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're breaking it down.
Some people are saying he's just got big dick energy.
Okay.
So I guess...
The rumour is that he does have... But you can't tell that by his Saturday night monologues, you know. You need to do so. Maybe that's how he gets them. They hear the rumor and then they want to find out for themselves.
He must just be a really cool guy. And I think that it's just, I always say that people aren't confident and then they get girls. I think they get girls and then they become confident. Do you know what I mean? No one's a perfect public speaker. You just learn that you don't die from it and then you get confident. So I think he's got that, like, I am a hot chick guy.
Yeah, right. He's also very, very talented. Like, he's very,
very
funny.
Yeah. See, your sense of humor.
Yeah.
See, I know you get annoyed by that, but you just have to be really funny.
Oh, right. I needed to be funnier.
No.
She said funny.
No, it's just I feel like you, when you were at high school,
yes,
your comedy might have been a little bit roasting the girl, and I find that teenage girls probably don't like to be negged too much.
To be fair, though, I was negging before it was a thing.
I know you were, but I'm just saying when you put down the girl so much, she doesn't turn around and go, yeah, Stav, I'll go on a date with you.
Well, then they just didn't understand me.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great.
Meet someone and you decide to have kids or just have a kid, and then you're like, oh, this might be forever, and then that doesn't work out, and then you meet someone else and you're like, oh my god, I love you so much, we should have a child. And then that doesn't really work out, and then you meet someone else and you're like, you know what, like, let's have a child. And that happens, you know. But I admire those people so much because I can't coordinate with one father. That's what I always think about. And I think, how organised...
Maybe that's your problem. You got to have the one organised one, and then you go get yourself an organised one.
Because I do know a lady who has, she has four children, and they're to different dads, and it's obviously, well, obviously or not obviously, whatever it is, it's up to you. But it wasn't planned for her, and she's with the youngest father. But I always just, I ask so many questions, because I'm like, what happens if one of them doesn't suit the weekend? Like, I would hope that you'd only have one on the weekend, and then...
Oh, no, you want to make sure they all line up.
She said you can't. You can't.
No.
Oh, no, you're... that poor woman.
Because what...
what is the point of divorce if you don't get a weekend to yourself?
That's a very good point.
And then I was like, what happens if one of the dads can't take them? And she said that, and I admired this, she said... The eldest one's dad is so lovely and will take all of them if another dad can't.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't it? I was like, why didn't you stay with him? But anyway.
Touché.
But this is what we were thinking about it, because Nick Cannon.
Yeah, I know.
He was married to Mariah Carey.
Mm.
And he said that fatherhood is the best thing. He loves it so much, right? But he has 11 kids and counting. So can I go through some of his kids?
He's got two on the bake at the moment, right?
He's got one more on the way that I'm aware of, but who knows? It's 8:30.
I thought they recently said he's got two women pregnant right now.
Wow.
But then is he with them or is he donating? Because,
I don't know.
Okay, so he's got he has got twins, Moroccan and Munro, with his ex-wife Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
He's got sons Golden and Rise and daughter Powerful Queen with Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
He has twins Zion and Zillin,
mm-hmm.
And daughter Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of his daughter.
Okay.
With a girl called Abby De La Rosa. And then he has son Legendary Love. Oh, that's a different name. and Bree and daughter Onyx Ice Cole.
Wow.
With Lanisha.
Mm-hmm.
And then sadly he did father a son, Zen, who died at the age of 5 months.
Oh.
But they're all different moms. A lot of twins.
Yeah, must be something in the canon.
Do you reckon that's what he's
always shooting the canon. He cannot not shoot the canon. Which is fine.
And those women know what they're in for. If you know the history,
Maybe you date him because you want children. He's very fertile.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eddie Murphy's got like 10 up as well.
He just says he loves it so much.
Some people just do.
And he can afford it.
Can he? Because what does he do?
Nick, heaps of stuff.
He's a big radio show.
Yep.
He's
the host of The Masked Singer over there. Yep. He hosts a lot of shows. He's there.
He's Osher
Ginsberg. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, with much more children.
That would be hard to coordinate, though.
That's impossible.
So they probably all get together. Mariah wouldn't, though.
Mariah's the most work.
Imagine that. I've got all of the mothers to agree to a weekend for all the siblings to catch up, except Mariah. Yeah. She'd be like,
No. Mariah's the nice one where if it doesn't all line up, she'll take them all.
Oh, I doubt that very much. We do want to ask this morning, though, and we're not judging because we know all families come in different shapes and sizes. Do you have children to multiple people? But anonymous, what's your situation?
Hey, how you going? Yeah, I have three different baby daddies with four children.
Okay. So we were just talking about coordinating. I don't know if they, do they have like a week on or a week off? What's your arrangements with custody?
Yeah, so with my, I'm married with my last baby daddy. Mm-hmm. So, and we have a 10-month-old baby together. And with my other baby daddies, we just do, they have them every second weekend.
Right.
And do you coordinate it so it's the same weekend? Were they all?
Yes. So the siblings get to be together.
Wow. So you go from having one child on one weekend to having four.
Yeah.
But it works.
I did choose that life and I love it.
Wow. Yeah.
And all the kids get along?
We didn't have it any other. Yeah, sometimes.
Well, they're siblings. What do you mean they're siblings?
Yeah, they're still siblings. They don't see it any different.
Is there ever a dad competition? Or do you,
no.
Dad off? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, is one dad spoiling them the more? And they're like, where did you get that bike from? And it's like, oh, my dad.
Yeah.
No. The mum spoils them all. The silly mother. Yeah.
Do you ever get, say, your first baby daddy, at Christmas time, will he buy Christmas gifts for the other siblings as well, even though they're not his?
No.
No.
Right. Okay.
Because that's my eldest.
Yep.
So we separated when she was very young.
Right.
So before the age of one.
Right.
So, yeah, he didn't ever meet the other siblings.
Right.
Okay,
yeah. You must be very organised at packing bags.
Oh, yeah. No, they all have clothes at their house.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, thank you for calling, Anonymous. We've got a lot of people calling, which we appreciate.
Yeah. Sarah's in Springfield. What's your story, Sarah?
Hi, Sarah. Hi, guys. I just wanted to say that we love you, including my son, Xander.
Sorry?
I said, including my son, Xander.
Oh. Hey, Xander. Hey.
Great name, Xander. Love that.
I thought your son was with her.
That's what I was like.
What's going on?
You know my son. what's your story, Sarah?
So my mum had six children with four different dads.
Right.
The second oldest, she adopted out, but my dad stayed in contact with her.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to coordinate seeing her with the adopted parents as well as the other dads for like Christmas times and weekends and things like that. So we're a very jumbled up family.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a lot of coordination.
And then she married someone who had two kids as well. So then we had to throw that in too.
just because it wasn't tricky enough balancing all that. Let's get another two into the
mix. Not just that. I guess sometimes if you went to spend time with your father, he might have more kids as well.
Oh, yeah, he didn't know.
He didn't? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
No.
But you sound like you loved it. You know, that was your life and you were happy with that?
Yeah, it was fun. It was like this whole big sleepover every second weekend with like just a bunch of kids. So it was great. I actually lived with my dad, so it was whenever we went to my mum's.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
And you know what kids are like? They don't know any difference. It's just like this is what life is like.
Oh, no, they love it. Yeah. Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Good on you, Sarah.
We got Sam in Berrinbah. Sam, what's your story?
Hi.
Hey.
So I have six children, two, four different fathers.
Right.
And the way we work it is we just do 50-50. So I have my oldest and my youngest full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the middle four, they both go to their father's week on, week off.
Right. Is it the same weekend that they all go?
Every week. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get 1 week with just two children, and then the next week I have six children.
Which let's be honest, 1 week with two kids is the same as having none if you've got six.
It must be easy in comparison. Yeah.
Wow. And they all get along. All the dads get along as well.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah,
you're pushing it, Stan. Yeah. You're pushing it. Yeah, they all have a beer pick up. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they've got something in common.
Christmases, birthdays, Easter, all that sort of stuff is the same deal, year on, year off.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
no arguments, no fights, and it's consistent for the children as well.
There you go.
Well.
And any plans to have more children, Sam?
Absolutely not.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
What you learn over time is that it actually is what you leave out that matters. And in design, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication.
Country Home Rescue with the one and only Shayna Blaze. Premiere 7:30 tonight, 9 and 9 now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. This is a bit different because, you know, we normally see you judging places and now you're opening people into your world to judge your renovation.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, honestly, to tell you the truth, I feel like I get judged every day, so it really doesn't matter.
Fair enough.
You do have your children on there and I do like seeing them go, like, with their face. You're like, okay, we're going to choose this really, really old, old house and we're going to renovate it. And they said that you always throw curveballs. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, it means, like, my mind is always thinking in a lot of different directions and projects because I like to wake up in the morning knowing I have a project and something's quiet, something's wrong. So it's just, okay, I think we're going to do this now. And they look at me and go, really? Really? Are we going to go down that road? So, yeah, I do throw curveballs at them.
Are we going to see some curveballs in the show, like a guy rocking up in a Lambo?
Well, wouldn't that be nice? You could have paid for the renovations that went pear-shaped. There
you Also, a difficult time to do something like this because you would have noticed even with the block, with the shortage of labour, shortage of supplies, you know, materials and all that, you're making it harder for yourself with your timing.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is also because I, I really was doing it a year before that. So it was one of the things where it was a case of I was a year ahead of the block and the restrictions were only just coming in. We had 4 lockdowns. Mm. COVID was still happening. So it was a bit of a nightmare. And so what the contestants were going through, I totally knew what they were going through. Yeah. Absolutely.
You sound like you're answering the front door.
I am answering the front door because I have trades here.
Never stop. I was like, I recognise that sound when I'm on the phone and the postie's there and I'm trying to tell my husband, no one's at the door.
Exactly. No, I haven't bought anything online. No, not at all.
They're currently casting for the next season of The Block, which, you, of course, you're still involved in, and they're saying they'll film that next year, and they're going back to near Hampton, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. And knowing the executive producers, I know they're going to do some sort of twist, so it's one of those ones where you go, okay, we've seen that area before, so what are you going to do differently? And it's not until it's about to start that we will know what the premise is too. So it's a bit exciting. You know, we're always left on the edge. We don't know until we're judging. So, yeah, it's a bit exciting.
Is it a nervous time to be able to sell? Because we always love watching The Block and it's the same that happened, you know, the last season. Some people walked away with over $1 million. Some people walked away with nothing. Is it going to be more of a difficult time to sell, do you think, next year?
Oh, look, no one knows. No one knows. It comes down to the interest rates. Are the interest rates going to rise quickly again? Are they going to be something... Sorry, my dog's just been put in the room. She wants to see everybody. it's one of those things that we don't know the projection of the crystal ball. It comes down to interest rates, people being able to get finance. And people are sitting back going, I don't know what to do at the moment. Mm. So by the time they go to auction, which is almost a year away, we're hoping things have settled down. But, you know, we've got strange times that have gone past and who knows what's ahead.
Of course, you're the one who comes in and you see what people's styles are and then you critique it. You also know what is the hot thing. But what do you hate? What is the one thing that you never want to see people do?
Depends what they're doing it for. So The Block is all about getting a house ready for sale. Mm, yeah. And then what I do in Country Home Rescue is what I'm doing for my forever home. Two things that I hate, so I'll do one for when you're selling, is putting up private pictures. Mm. That's one thing you can't do when you're trying to sell and put your quirks in there because it's like, yes, but it's my home. I want people to see how we've loved it. And it's not what you're meant to do. You're meant to take that part of you out of it. You don't take the personality out of it. But
so get those attractive families when you buy the frame and they've got the attractive families. Leave just hang them up.
Yes, and sometimes they've got a little lingerie happening. Oh, I don't really need to see that. that one.
Yeah, no.
And then sort of when you're doing your own home, I don't want people to do trends in their home. I think that really takes the meaning out of why you're doing your forever home, why you're doing a house for, you know, 5 to 10 years to live in. Mm. It's really about, you know, not looking at trends, cutting and pasting. And we see so many people do that because they get taken away by investment and trends and things like that, thinking that that's what their home should be.
What do you feel about those like quote pictures, like this is not a house, this is a home,
love, family rules,
family first, and stuff.
If you do it right, you shouldn't have to say it.
Good point, Shayna.
It's like, this is a family home, you must love it. It is the case, if you put it in the walls and the feeling and the love, you shouldn't have to say it.
Because I guess it's one of those areas of the world, much like, you know, home chefs. When MasterChef hit big, everyone became a bit of a home chef and everyone was critiquing, like, actual chefs at restaurants. And now I think everyone does think they've got a touch of the interior designer in them now from watching so much of you guys doing it on TV.
Oh, look, I think people have been educated and they learn a lot, and that makes me really happy and excited. It's when people are sitting on their couch with no idea, no taste, and say, I wouldn't do that, and I'd just go, can you just show us a picture of your lounge room? Let's see how you do that one.
You've just described every season of Gogglebox.
Pretty much.
Hey, well, lovely to talk to you this morning. A Country Home Rescue with Shayna Blaze, 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. We'll be watching.
Thank you so much.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Today is a very special day for the Davidson household because your daughter has turned 10.
10, double digits.
Which is very exciting.
Heartbreaking.
And because we like to have everything the same, we've got a birthday in our household as well.
It was really hard to coordinate that,
but
we did it.
And there might be another baby on the way for the team as well.
Today.
Yes. Adrian, our audio producer, may or may not be having a baby today, which is very exciting. We're waiting for news. But last night I was doing something and I did not like the kids correcting me on it because he has got kindy today, Koa, and I hope he's okay because he's got an earache, but he wanted to go still and he won't take medication. So you're on your own, buddy. And I was like, well, I've seen a couple of the other parents at kindy and they do something and I was like, that should be me.
Right.
And I've never done it before, but I decided to bake cupcakes. I hate baking. I hate it. And I even managed in pre-time to get the cake toppers. So because he wanted superheroes. Mm, yeah. So I've managed to bake a gluten-free, nut-free. I did put on there, it's got eggs and it's got milk, right? Mm.
Baking's hard. Baking is science. Cooking is jazz. You've got to be very precise with your baking.
I like cooking. There you go. I like cooking. I like it making up, but I don't really like bacon. Baking. And then I love bacon. Sorry. Don't like bacon. And
who doesn't like
bacon? I was icing Jewish them people. And my eldest son came over and was like, can I have one? I was like, no. And he goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I think it's pretty clear. I'm making birthday cupcakes. And he goes, why now? I said, what do you mean why now? Because it's his birthday. And he goes, yeah, but you've never done that.
Yeah.
I now have a favourite.
And I was like, what do you mean I've never done that? He goes, you've never ever done anything.
I don't remember you ever baking.
No.
Ever.
But I feel like now I'm going back. Mm. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm always present with everything. And I was like, Jagger, when's your swimming carnival? And he's like, I don't know. I was like, I'm going to come. I've never been to a swimming carnival before. Mm. But now I feel like when you kind of go, it's your last one and you're catching up on time, then I'm like, I have to go. It's like when you said with your wife, she was like, I've got to have a birthday party for Eden. Mm. And she said she wasn't going to. But then you realise, oh, if I do this, will this make up for all the times I never sent them with cupcakes?
Well, you also, because Koa's your last.
Yeah.
I'm assuming is what you're saying here. Is that you're like, oh, I won't get a chance to do this again. If I don't do it now, it'll be done.
Also, I feel like I've only caught into the competition now.
Yeah,
it's like it's so, well, you did that, I have to do that.
See, but you're probably playing it wrong because I reckon 80% of the mums, they don't bake them. They either order them in. Yeah.
But I've never ordered them in.
You know,
what I meant was I've never done anything.
Yeah.
I've never gone, hey, here's a birthday thing. I've never been the one who writes cards with the little candy canes that they give to everyone for Christmas. And why I admire those, I've just never done that.
I was thinking,
and I feel like, why would I pick it up now as a hobby?
It's your last chance.
Yeah,
but I'm even doing it for the oldest one now. I'm like, do you want to do candy canes? And he's like, no, I'll just get them. I don't need to give them.
Because I was thinking about this last night because it is my daughter's birthday and she is 10. And that's kind of a milestone, double figures and stuff. And it made me realize, maybe this is obvious, but it made me realize that people have other kids so they can have babies again. and toddlers and people that they have to look after.
Yes, I don't think we're going to go very well, Scotty and I, without having a little toddler in the house. See, because we love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They love that part of it.
Yes, yes.
And then it's like, you go now, you're old enough, you look after yourself. I got to look after this little thing.
And then each time you feel like you do it better and better, or you hope you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not nice to refer to them as your starter kid.
Right, no.
Yeah.
No. What would I call mine since she was the starter and the finisher? She ruined it for everyone else.
Well, that's when you always go, oh, we only had one because it was so good, we stopped.
Yeah, that's what happened.
How do you think I feel? I've got an engaged 20-year-old that's probably going to turn me into a grandfather in the next 3 years.
That's and look at you. You're going to be baking. Yeah. You're going to be there at a swimming
carnival.
You've
already set up your man cave.
Yeah, you'll be great.
I'm going to buy you a pipe.
You might have to get rid of that and turn it into a nursery.
Just clarifying.
What,
tobacco
the shed out
pipe.
The back?
Your whole house.
The whole house, yeah. It'd be like an ABC Kids Learning Centre.
Well, that's what will happen, I reckon. There'll probably be more effort on the grandchild.
I do love it when, like, you've got all your kids at school now and it'll be like, Maddie's like, I got to go early. I got grandchildren to look after.
Wow.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
What exactly does third base feel like?
Warm apple pie.
Apple pie, huh?
Huh? Jim?
It's not what it looks like.
We'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
Things that you've never admitted to your parents. I don't have any, do you guys?
No.
No.
Okay,
no, cool, no worries. Yeah. If you do, though, 131060, you can remain anonymous. Speaking of this with my friend, I'll dob her in, Emma Tippett, because she's the naughty one
full
in the group.
Second name
full
as well.
Name. Full
Bang.
Name.
Your Honour.
You're in
Cop
tips.
That. Cop that.
I probably shouldn't say anymore. But like, she was the naughty one, but all the parents thought that she...
Oh, there's a DJ.
Spin it. Spin it, party boy.
Yeah, can we rewind that? Her name is not that.
Not Emma Tippett. Well done.
Stop saying it. I forgot.
That's right.
I'm going to die and I can't think before I speak. But she was always the naughty one, but always used to blame me. And we used to sneak out when we stayed at her house. And she was so prepared. So she had a window that was quite creaky.
Uh-huh.
So she'd always have to put it open before. She'd put a towel over it so that you wouldn't get any of the floor things. She would also clean the leaves on the path so it would be a little bit more
quiet. Oh, there'd
quiet.
Be no crunching sounds.
You know, every time I slept to her house, she'd be like, it's time. And I'd fallen asleep and I'd be like, what? No worries. So we'd always have to go to bed with full
clothing.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go, okay, so would you go to bed dressed for the party?
There was no party.
You're
we just
church.
Used to go out and meet boys.
Right, okay.
Mm.
But you'd obviously organised which guys you were going to go meet up with.
Yeah. Right. We couldn't drive. We weren't old enough.
All right, so even then I'm imagining she told the guys to wait two streets away. You walk down
there
and then
get
in their
100%,
car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then I used to always be like, I was the bad one to her mum. And I was so excited that I got to sit next to her mum. We went to a dinner recently and I was like, do you know that I wasn't the bad influence?
Oh, did she believe
And she was
you?
Like, oh, do we have to go through this? I'm like, yes, we do. It's been many years. It was your daughter. She's naughty, naughty.
Did she believe you?
Well, she's really successful now, so no one ever believes it.
Because of you.
She's a doctor.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, ooh, it
You could have been a doctor if you wanted to.
You weren't sneaking out so much. Chasing down boys.
How did she have so much time? I think it's
Well, I think
smart.
She studied a lot of anatomy by the sounds of things. Really got to know her way around the human body.
She really did. Is there anything that you guys have never met? And 131060, if you want to join in, you know, like maybe you did have parties, maybe you did take the car. And I wonder if your parents did actually know. We're not gonna get them on.
But a mate of mine. His.
What is his dobbing your mates? Our.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually with her. Yeah, I'm just saying that she was smarter than I to do the escape route.
He left the handbrake off of his car and rolled down a hill into someone's front yard and ruined their fence and hit the front of their house.
And what did they? Should he not never tell his parents
never tell
that
his parents.
He had the?
Yeah.
Well, what did he say happened? Or he just didn't tell them at
Someone
all?
Someone said the car was there when I left it. Someone must have stole the car. I don't know what's happened.
Oh, really?
They stole your car, took the handbrake off, then
went
walked away.
And left away.
At least that's easier to do then. Poor kids these days. It's like, well, let me check the cameras of the neighbor's house. Don't.
Yeah.
No, that is a good point. And everything now, the cameras even have alerts. So you walk past the camera. If there's movement on the camera, then it sends a message. Mm. So what you have to do is the night before, cut the cords on the camera, kids. And then you're good.
All right. And someone who is remaining anonymous is... Anonymous, what happened in your childhood that you have not told your parents?
So when I was a kid, I used to rearrange my room so much and clean it all the time. Now I'm like, hey, that's trauma. But one time I was vacuuming and I used to play with my mum's engagement ring and like something fell off my stand and I just vacuumed up her engagement ring and I didn't tell her.
Ooh.
So I didn't know that it was so simple. You could just take the vacuum apart. I just continued vacuuming my new room. And so, yeah, she never knew. It's gone. Like, it's... I was probably like 10 to 12. I'm 33.
And you've never told her.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, it could have been yours one day, you know?
I mean, I just threw away my own engagement ring, really.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, so
I never liked it anyway.
Did she... I imagine she would have searched for it and you would have known where it was and continued to let her search for it.
Oh, absolutely. She used to have this little velvet jewelry box. And she would, like, go in and see what rings she was going to wear. Mm. And then she'd be like, oh, I haven't seen my engagement ring for a while. Have you been wearing it? I'm like, no.
No way. No.
Never.
This is back
like,
up.
I always put it straight back, Mum, like, with all the other rings that I've worn. Silly.
Why did you get a new engagement ring or you broke up with your partner and you threw it in the bin? Your current...
No,
she was just saying she would have inherited.
She threw away her engagement.
Yeah, so that's why she's saying.
Sorry.
So I was like, well, basically it was yours anyway. One day when your parents die, you get the jewelry.
Yeah. We're working a delay.
No. I was like, no, I thought you said, and I've thrown my engagement ring.
Yeah, it's her engagement ring.
Yeah. Now I get it. Easy mistake to make.
Thank you. Appreciate the support.
We got Anonymous numero two. Anonymous, what did you never admit to your parents?
When I was 17, I borrowed my dad's car because dad let me drive his fancy SS Commodore, but I always had really strict instructions. Go to point A and point B, don't deviate from the path, be a good girl. Totally, dad, I will absolutely do that. No, I didn't. I deviated from the path. There was a boy I liked. I let him drive the car. Sadly, he couldn't drive very well, and he crashed the car, and he wrote her off. And I took the blame for it. And I am 42 years old.
Mm-mm.
And to this day, until the day I go to the grave, I will never tell my parents that he drove the car and he crashed the car.
Nope. I don't think it's need to. I don't think you need to.
No, I'll never tell them. No, I can't. Because I've held that too long now. I can't bring the truth out now because what will I ever say?
Oh, I know. All the years from 17 to 42 will be a lie. Yeah. You just can't.
Put it in the eulogy.
That's a confession, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, what did you never tell your parents?
Oh, hey, how you going? When I was about 8, 9 years old, I pretended to get bitten by a snake to go to hospital so I could go on crutches. Yes. So I always wanted to try crutches out.
And there was no snake or no bite?
No snake, no bite. And within 3-4 days, I just wanted to get out of hospital, but they wouldn't let me out.
Oh, so they monitored you, and I guess they wouldn't know what's...
Oh, they had to do blood, so...
Yeah, wow.
Oh, no, that's on them at the hospital. There was no puncture wound, like...
Yeah, I played it very well. I don't know how... And Mum had to even pay an $800 fee for the ambulance.
Wow. Oh, no, Michael.
I guess they can't take the chance. You might not be able to find... They might be in a weird spot, the puncture wound.
And what's worse is you would have realised how uncomfortable crutches actually were.
Oh, yeah, No, it was the biggest regret of my life. I still wouldn't tell Mum, but...
No. Then you'd have two regrets of your life.
Yeah. Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Maddie, do you think you'll do the walk again next year? Maddie did, for those of you that may not know, walked 55 kilometres wearing a 10-kilo weight vest to signify mental health load for charity. Do you think you'll do it again next year?
I think I'd like to. I like the idea of challenging myself to do something way out of a comfort zone. There have been conversations and people have asked me, would I do 100 kilometres?
Oh,
what about a run? Like Nedway.
Nedway? Oh, yeah.
I mean, he did do from Western Australia to Bondi. Yeah.
He did two marathons every day.
Yeah. So I think, but if I did it, I'd have to do longer. So I think I would go maybe try and do the 100 maybe.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I say that now.
Uh-huh.
Ask me later.
Well, we've got it on record, so.
Look at him.
Well, you missed a trick. you missed a trick, and now that's why I'm asking if you're going to do it next year. Because if you do it next year, there is a thing that we have to do. Because okay. there's a guy in the UK, Jamie Forrest, who just finished a walk. He walked 326 miles. Don't ask, I don't know. For testicular cancer, raising money for the Baggy Trousers Foundation. But he did it in a very essentially British way, where I don't know if you've ever been. You guys haven't been to England.
No.
Even in London, there's lots of, because there's a lot of little places, there's lots and lots of little villages and little towns and little streets and little, there's a lot of very English names of places like Wombledon and, you know, Cogger's Knock and stuff like that.
Lots of yees, isn't there too? Yee something.
Yes, and he decided with his brother, what I'll do, this charity walk, but I won't just do it willy-nilly. Actually, I will do it just willy-nilly because I'm going to take every route is going to be an innuendo.
Right, okay.
So he lives in Cockermouth. And remember, before anyone 13, 10, 60s meet, these are all real places. And
I love it if you live on a street. There are some here in Brisbane as well that are a little bit like...
Oh, 13, 10, 60, if you've got a funny name street that you live in. Yeah.
He lives posties in, are the best for knowing them.
Oh, yeah, they would.
Yeah. He lives in Cockermouth and his brother lives in Licky End. And he's like, well, I'll walk from Cockermouth to Licky End. And in between, if you can imagine his Apple Maps, it would be more like a... Take a left in Great Cockup. Now approaching Little Cockup. When you arrive at Andrew's Knob, you have reached your destination. He also took in number 2 passage. Had a quick stop at Nanny's Breast. Then
I'd be happy to skip.
Oh, really? Well, he went through Nanny's Breast to get to a statue that is in one of the small counties in Britain, and it's called the Glory Hole.
Yeah, right.
Whose names are all these?
British people. And then they go...
Or is that where it's come from? Because these were named so many years ago.
Maybe. Yeah. Then he went to Bell End. Had a little bit of... I think he had a bit of a pit stop at Old Butt Lane.
Yeah.
Then he went to Harddicker Street because he knew someone that lived on Harddicker Street. Mm-hmm. And the run ended up at Twadding Road.
So you couldn't have any of those names here in Brisbane because the street signs would never stay up. They would be the most stolen street signs.
Oh, I think they had that up on Reddit with like the ones that were stolen all the time and they always had to replace them.
Without a doubt. Yeah. There'd be, you know, someone would take that.
I mean, I guess we've got our sort of equivalent of like, you know, Burp and Gary's kind of a funny name and you've got Humpty Bong. Humpty Bong's a good one. Yeah, but we don't really have the twinkle and the wink, wink, nudge, nudge that the British seem to have. So, but next time, it'll be a great cock-up when we got a little cock-up and see Andrew's knob.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
There's a lot of people that sell stuff on eBay.
eBay?
What I bought on eBay.
Rightio, time to talk Christmas shopping from eBay Australia. We have Sophie joining us this morning. Hi, Sophie.
Hello, how are we?
We are good.
Now, for anyone that's just like, oh, I just don't know what to get for Christmas presents, what are, like, let's talk toys. What are the hottest items at the moment?
Yeah, eBay's got you sorted. We've identified 3 key trends when it comes to toys this Christmas. You've got classics, sustainability, and affordability.
Well, that's a bit, stick with that one.
Affordability. We know it's expensive, right? It's so expensive. And our research is showing affordability. No surprises here. It's top of mind this Christmas due to cost of living pressures. We've got toys under $50 trending on eBay. Now, these are things like bubble guns. Have you seen them on TikTok? They're all the rage.
What are bubble guns? Like,
oh, just... Sophie, that I've considered buying myself one of these.
Is it just like the bubbles that you'd like, normally blow, but it's a gun?
It's like the machine gun of bubbles.
So like AK-47
of bubbles. It's got like 50 holes on it.
Let's have one here. They'd be happy.
They're wild, Soph. They're wild.
Yeah, yeah. The boys have got it down pat. I call it the lazy man's bubble gun because remember back in the day when I was a kid, you had to put the stick in the bubble tray, blow it this way.
Or twirl.
Yeah, but then the kid would knock it over and then it would be spilled and then they want their bubbles back. So you try and use detergent and then it's
never
slippery slope.
Never worked. Yeah, bubble guns. That's good. That's good.
The other one we've got, this is hard to explain on the air, but they're interactive pets called Fur Fluff. So it starts as this furry ball. Give it a bit of a tickle. and then some creepy eyes light up and it turns into a pet.
Oh, that sounds a bit Furby for me. You know?
It is. Exactly. Yeah. It's like the new age Furby.
Yeah.
And then this is a good one, particularly if you don't have kids and want to maybe annoy your brother or sister who does.
Mm-hmm.
Something called a slime lab. So it's a DIY slime kit. Make your own slime, mash that into the carpet. Great.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone who gives that as a present to a child and it's not their own child is the devil. Mm. They're the worst person in the world. So don't.
That's right. I just bought it for your kids. Yay.
That's like that. And the other thing that gets me is when your kids get stickers.
Mm.
And toys that make lots of noise when you've got a little kid. I'm always like, that's going to become a bath toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say the bubble gun, it does light up and it does make sound.
Of course it does.
So be warned. It ticks a few boxes.
The other big question we have to ask you, Soph, being from eBay, is what's the sort of cutoff date to order on eBay, or does it vary from place to place to get it by Christmas?
Yeah, you should be right to order right through till mid-December.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of eBay, there's 40,000 different retailers to pick from. So it just depends who you choose to shop through.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
But shop early, and Black Friday's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to nab a bargain, again, affordability top of mind, have 20% off all of the top toys.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Delivered to home. Don't need to bother.
I do like to multitask. So I just bought those bubble guns while we've been on air. 32-hole, and I got it for $14.69. I'm an eBay member for the eBay.
Yeah, you'd probably know Abby, wouldn't you, Sophie? She loves the eBay.
Yeah, that's right. She's one of the ones who's shopping a toy every 6 seconds, so I can imagine.
You're welcome, Sophie. Here's the thing, though. I can't sell on eBay. Like, can you give us tips? I mean, I know we're all talking about buying, but I like to sell a lot of my dresses. Do you think because of, I don't know, maybe it's Facebook Marketplace or things are changing, am I putting it too high? Like, what is the tip, I guess, for selling things?
Yeah, well, again, affordability top of mind, great time to do a closet clean out or get the kids to sell the old toys.
Mm-hmm.
Just download the eBay app. Your picture, though, is really important. So making sure you take a really good picture of the item. So if it's a dress, hang it up, Abby. Make it look good.
Yep.
And then the description is your sales pitch. So make sure it's super clear.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what people are searching, particularly when it comes to clothes. I mean, come on, Abby, you're a big B105 star. I mean, you're probably selling Zimmerman, Arge, all of the top brands. They go like anything.
I got your description.
I'm not. I don't normally spend a lot of money on clothes, so I think that's my problem. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not top brands.
Great T-shirt from Kmart. Only two stains.
Yeah, but sometimes I do a bag, you know, so I call it the mystery bag. That one goes really well. Yeah.
What if you did something like wore this to an event, met Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, he touched it.
He wanted
as
to
if
hook
I'm
up.
Selling that.
Like,
yeah, celeb endorsement.
Yeah,
as long
that's
it's legit. You're not matching it up.
Yeah. He looked at me.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you know, you're talking about, I guess, sustainability, and that's huge for the Black Friday's sale. Everyone's going, you know, you got to buy stuff that matters, buy stuff that, you know, you don't, I guess, buy stupidly or whatever.
Mm.
But I've noticed even toys are now going, like, this is used from recycled items, or it's a real focus for the new thing for the kids as well.
Yeah, this is a huge trend. eBay's research shows 40% of Aussies are more likely to want to buy these sustainable toys this Christmas.
Right.
So as you said, these are toys made from recycled timber, so think wooden sandpits, or made from recycled household plastic. So there's a whole line of dolls called Recyclies, and they're made from the tops of bottle caps.
Right.
Wow.
Or bottle. The tops of bottles are called bottle caps. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're not all complete. What they do is they melt the plastic down and it looks like a doll. You're not saying it's made with just the bottle caps. Because there'll be a 5-year-old girl looking at her mum right now going, not a chance.
Do not
mum.
Get that
not
from me.
Not a chance.
A doll made from bottle caps.
Gotcha.
Love it. Well, Christmas isn't far away, so you got to get on and get shopping. Thank you so much. Nice to talk to you this morning.
No worries, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, also to you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
All right, so it's a massive event on the sporting calendar every time it comes around, but it is in a little bit of trouble at the moment. I'm talking about the World Cup, which starts on Monday, and it is in Qatar, which already was causing some issues because I think the coldest day they have there is 150 degrees. So why would you give them the World Cup? Wait a second, they're all rich and they've given us lots of money. You can have it. Go, take it.
Well, they always do complexes as well where you never have to step outside. Like my friend was saying that she was like, you should go to Dubai. It's got like some great indoor skiing and indoor. Mm. I was like, oh, isn't that a desert?
Mm.
I think if anyone's going to air condition a full indoor soccer stadium, it's probably going to be them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not expecting it to happen in North Queensland, but it'll definitely happen over there.
But there has been a lot of issues and a lot of protests. A lot of people actually, they're protesting in the lead up because they know that because it is a world event and the soccer is very important to a lot of people. It's the most watched sport in the world, that no one's really going to care about the social implications of what's happening there at the moment. For instance, being gay is illegal there. And they said just last week, they said, but if you are a homosexual and you come to watch the World Cup, we won't arrest you, which is like nice of them.
Nice for the locals to go, yes, we're now come for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Finally, can we be ourselves?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Well, that would be scary as well. It's kind of like, you know, the Sex in the City movie where it was in Abu Dhabi, but it wasn't allowed to film there because they wouldn't allow it. So it pretended that it was there, but it was actually filmed in Morocco.
Right.
Because of the strict.
Well, how do you know it's sort of trapped as well?
That's what I'm saying. You feel like a bit.
You act gay and they bang, put you in the clink.
Well, even the guy that runs the World Cup over there came out last week and said that being gay is a mental illness.
And everyone was like,
okay, see you there next week for the footy. and a few places have said that they won't go. But
is it any better, though, than to let them participate but in another country? If that's their views.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, it comes down to, in this day and age, if that's their views, then the World Cup FIFA
shouldn't
organization
have allowed them
shouldn't
to have
allowed
it there.
Them to have it in the first place. There's a whole back catalogue of terrible, terrible human
as
atrocities
that they've
created as well.
As a sporting body, I believe you have to be inclusive.
Yes, you do. And they've said, moving forward, we'll do this one because we said that we would, but moving forward,
oh
we'll do
God.
Better.
That sounds like when you've locked in something and the whole family doesn't want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Just do us a solid. We'll go there this time, but never again, okay? We've learnt our lesson, but we've committed.
And then next year you turn around and you go, why the hell are we back here?
But they're trying to drum up excitement a week before the tournament kicks off. So they've released all this footage of football supporters from across the globe filling the streets of Qatari, the capital of Doha, the Qatari capital. Yeah. And they're all in their greens and blues and team colours and whatnot, face painting, going down, like cheering and chanting. But eagle-eyed viewers have looked really closely, and on one day it's a bunch of guys in blue outfits supporting one team, and then on another day it's a bunch of guys in red outfits supporting a red team, and if you look very closely, it's the same people.
Actors.
So they've hired crowds.
Rent a crowd.
To go out and look like it's fun here and everyone's really excited. And then you do Switzerland today. And then we'll do Britain tomorrow. And then we'll do America the next
Imagine
day.
Imagine them filming that. All right, guys. Now. All right. Act surprise ready. 1, 2, 3. All happy, cheering. Cut.
All right, Ted's shirt's over.
Yeah.
Turn them inside out, everyone.
Yeah.
We've been...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And scene. Okay, all the gay people back to prison. And but, yeah. And, I mean, you're going to get caught in this day and age. That's the thing I don't understand with these sort of things. People scour everything.
And
if you're trying to get away
filming,
with something...
filming that.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Of course you are. So, but they have paid the same people to fake fans to parade for the cameras ahead of the World Cup, which is just... If no one's excited... Don't make them.
We qualified, didn't we? That was what we were watching on the TV, wasn't it? That was the amazing goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the guy jumps, does like
yes, the wiggles. Yeah,
balks them out. Yeah, you never get it in. Never get it in. Come on, dare try it. Go on, dare.
Is the Australians there already?
I don't know. I
should be if it starts on Monday.
No, but these guys will eventually wear a Socceroos shirt for us.
I hope so. That's what I meant. Yay!
Another Eagle Aussie fan did point out, which is fair enough, in going with their beliefs as well, though, no women in the crowds at all.
Right. Maybe they'd pay them extra for the actors.
Maybe. They're like, we're too big for crowd work. We only do starring roles now. I'm not being an extra in your film. Yeah.
All right. So where's it next then? Because they...
I don't know.
We can't look forward that much. We can't write it off
What's
completely.
What I'm saying, we need to go, hey, don't worry about this one. Let's worry about the next
where
one.
Where is it next? Let me just do a quick Google. Russia.
Oh, there we go.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.